The remarks of the president to a group of Illinois Methodist ministers in the Rose Garden, February 20th, 1952.
Preachers, 1,600 churches, 400,000 Methodists. These men are here either on their own or by the gift of their church in order to learn something about Washington and get some impressions of what those who are connected with government think about our present conditions and the future. And we're honored to have the privilege, sir, to meet you and to have our interview here with you. Glad to hear from you.
Thank you, Bishop. It's a pleasure to welcome you here in the White House lawn today. I hope the next time you come that the building will be all finished and that you can take a look at the inside of it. We've been working at it for about 3.5 years now, and it's nearing completion. And will not fall down this time when it's finished. It is a great pleasure to me to meet you, gentlemen, as I have done on nearly every occasion when you've been here, because with all that public which you meet and whose morals and welfare you are interested in improving, it's the thing that makes the country great. There's no other country in the world, with the possible exception of Great Britain and Canada and Australia, that has the religious privileges that we have here in this country. You have a right to think and act and believe as you please. And the voluntary contribution which you make to the moral uplift of the country is what really makes this the greatest republic in the history of the world. And it is the greatest republic in the history of the world. Our effort and the things that we're striving for is peace and the welfare of every country as well as our own in the world. We have no ambitions for territory. We have no colonial ambitions. All we want to see is to see the world a peaceful place in which to live, and then to help people help themselves. That's what your missionaries have been doing ever since the missionaries have been in existence. They've been trying to help people to help themselves. Well, now that's what the ambition of the government of the United States is, to help people help themselves. And in that way, we help ourselves, because when they're improved in living standards, when they're improved in their moral tone, when they're improved in their religious life, it can't do anything but be helpful to this great republic of ours. Now, that's the ambition that we have in view, striving always for nothing but peace in the world. And with your help and your prayers, we can get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. I assure you that we're all good Americans and lift our government and its president to the heavenly throne constantly in the hope that we may be a truly Christian nation.
That's all that can sustain a man in this position.
I still want to get you, Mr. President.
All right. Here?